Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
97.1 The Ticket, Jamie and Stoney. We are joined by Michigan head football coach Jim Harbaugh. Jim, good morning. How you doing?
Good. How are you?
We are well. Last time we talked to you was after the Wisconsin game, and I think we set an all-time record for using the term out-physicaled, which I don't even think is a word. After Iowa, you guys definitely, I think, out-physicaled them in terms of the defensive battle and how well your defense played.
Yeah, I thought both teams played really physical in this game. They're two really, really physical teams. I thought our team, the thing that impressed me the most was just how hard they played. They were from the first snap of the game to the end of the game in all phases, playing all out. And when you got a team that's playing really hard the whole game, then when you got that, you can get everything else.
I think what struck me is there were times, multiple times, where Iowa would get down in your territory, and then you just pushed them back, whether it was holding penalties, which is a tribute to your defense, sacks, tackles for losses. I mean, it's almost the defense played a great game, but when they were challenged, it's almost like it woke them up a little bit, and they pushed them straight back.
There was a lot of pressure. I think total was 13 tackles for loss, so that was – as one of our best performances that I can remember in terms of getting into their side of the ball, getting to their quarterback, disrupting, making plays, as terms of player of the game ball, all 11 starters on our defense. We couldn't pick one. Mm-hmm. Though we're all really happy for Aiden Hutchinson, who was the Big Ten Defensive Player of the Week, for his efforts this past week and well-deserved. It was really good corner play. The safeties, Josh Metellus, really showed up in a big way. I think he's really ratcheted up his play and saw six tackles and really good coverage. The corners were exceptional. Levert and Ambry and Vince Gray, who also did some really good things in the game. Quiddy Pay, Kalik Hudson, 12 tackles, and Quiddy had the 3.5 sacks there was so much good. Michael Dwumfor is also getting on the other side of the ball and disrupting, playing with great energy and really good to see that play. Carlo Kemp as well. Glasgow, McGrone, mm-hmm. Those two linebackers are really playing well right now. One time you see Glasgow, he's covering in a pass, he's deflecting. Next play, he's in on a sack. He's been all over the field. Same with Cam McGrone. So it was a masterpiece defensively.
Wait, what's the nickname? Salt and Pepper,
isn't that Salt and Pepper is Aiden and Quiddy Pay. That's what
they give themselves that nickname?
I believe Quiddy did. Yeah.
Yeah. Salt and Pepper.
Mm-hmm.
There you go.
Yeah.
Didn't know that.
Yeah. Now you mentioned Cam McGrone. I know it's a small sample size, but are we possibly looking at something special here? Because he is all over the field. He seems fast. He hits. He does everything, at least aesthetically, that fans, I'm sure, coaches like to see as well.
He has really surged onto the scene, and no question, he's an ascending player and licensed to be everything you're saying right now. I think that would be a really special player. And sometimes maybe the longer it takes them to figure that out, the better off they are, But in terms of speed and running and hitting and covering, wow. It's been dynamite.
Talking to Jim Harbaugh, Michigan head football coach. You said after the game that you feel offensively like you're hitting your stride or you're close to hitting your stride.
Mm-hmm.
We don't see that as effectively as you do. So can you tell us what you see offensively that maybe the fans don't? Because obviously we look at yardage, we look at points, and neither one was in high demand or high supply, I should say, on Saturday.
Yeah, and it's okay to say Iowa's got a really good defense. That is one of the top, I think they're ranked second or or fifth nationally now after this past ball game, with really good players. Phil Parker is an outstanding defensive coordinator. And so I'm going to tip the cap to them, as Wisconsin. I mean, that's also now they're the number one defense in the country. First half, I thought our offense moved the ball well, put up the 10 points, and came out in the second half. And first drive of the second half appeared that we were moving, getting the ball moved, and then had a penalty that stalled that. Another drive in the second quarter that took down the field and got into the red zone and went for a field goal that wasn't made. And then the fourth quarter, there was three drives, one that went to midfield and we got a penalty and then didn't convert on third down, came up 6 yards short. We had tried the trick play, backed up, and that went for a loss and then a sack the next play. So there was and then the third drive of the fourth quarter, we were running out the clock and putting it in the hands of our defense in the last 2 minutes there. So those five possessions really could have resulted in more. And the last possession, trying to preserve the victory, that's the Iowa Michigan football games that that I know. It's usually the first to 13 wins, and this one, our defense was playing so well that 10-3 got it done.
Well, except for Rutgers and Middle Tennessee State, I think the fans are, concerned might be the right word, or maybe overstretched. The offense, we talked about on the radio on Monday, limited holes. It looks like there's not a great amount of separation. Shea's accuracy has not been as good as it was last year. Is there something that we're not, like Jamie said, we're not seeing that you see in tape, because running the ball up the middle, it doesn't seem like there's anything there. And I know maybe we were all, speed and space. We maybe expected a lot more speed and space than we're seeing. What is it about the offense that we're not seeing that you see? Well, you talked about in stride practice, you probably see it, that we're just not seeing it in the games as high volume as maybe many of us expected.
Yeah, I think I've explained what I see in practice and what I've seen in games, and feel like the effort is so good that when you have that, you'll get everything else. And that's that's what you're talking about is really none of my business.
Okay. But you're okay with the offensive line?
You're satisfied with how the offense is playing?
I feel like we're getting it. I think it's coming. I think we're hitting our stride.
Running the ball, Haskins seems like he's really developed a little bit. That might be one of the guys that can come on and really give you some help in the running game.
Yeah, he has. He has developed as a runner. You can see that he sinks his hips and has gotten into some holes, especially in the middle. Also, he can. He can help in the pass protection. He's a physical back. Charbonnet developing very well, and True Wilson back now. Christian Turner. I still feel like our backs are hitting their stride as well.
How do you feel like Shea's been playing?
I thought his pocket ball security was really improved in this game. There were some chances to where some pressure came free on him, and I thought he took what the defense gave him as well as he's done all year. And sometimes there was nothing there to take, and he had to throw the ball away or secure the ball. And we had to take a sack and then punt it away. That's a big improvement than a fumble. So his accuracy continues to be really good. He's been productive. I think he's coming along very well.
And with Nico Collins, the play on Saturday, I think it's proven that if he can just throw it up there and it's a 50-50 ball, Nico's going to get it.
He did a great job going up and making the big play early in the game, and there were some other shots called in the game that the coverage was getting deep. After we had hit him on that. that first one.
You've been outspoken, well, during the offseason about transfers and what your view is on what the transfer should be. You're going to go up, perhaps, if he's healthy, against one of your former players, Brandon Peters, on Saturday for Illinois. What's it like for you to coach against a former player like that?
Brandon's a great guy, really good football player. He, I root for him, have been rooting for him in every game so far this year, except this one.
This is 3 weeks in a row, right? Singleton at Rutgers, and you had Oliver Martin this past week.
Yeah, Oliver got in the game this past Saturday.
You, when Dylan is healthy, you try to play both the quarterbacks and had been playing both the quarterbacks. He's obviously still questionable with the concussion. Are you going to try to get Joe in there on Saturday as well?
It's always a possibility. They're one play away when you're the backup quarterback.
But no specific plans to play him. Is it like you did with Dylan early in the season?
Well, let's just say it's always a possibility. How's
okay.
that? You know, not a bad thing for our opponent to think that all possibilities are available.
Do you have any stories about matching up against Lovie Smith when you both were in the NFL? I know you coached against him, I think, your first or second year here. But
yeah.
Seeing him with, what do you think of his beard? He's like David Letterman-esque right now.
I've gotten used to it.
Yes. You have? I still haven't. It's quite a beard.
Yeah, I can't talk. I've never been able to grow a beard. So I've...
It's quite
comes
simple.
In very patchy, so I've never
too.
Had a beard.
Jim, thanks for the time. Appreciate it very much.
Okay,
good luck
you got
Illinois.
It.
There
thanks.
He is, Jim Harbaugh, joining us here. 97 won the ticket.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.